In the high season here, there are 65 staff working, some that the public see and some that they don't. So essential weekly planning meetings are needed to keep track of who's doing what where. And believe it or not, David Bowie's got a hand in there somewhere. Sort of. And bearing all is par for the course on the tour here, and let's face it, as tours go, although we like to admire the family silver and the portraits on the wall, what we really want to see is how the other half live. So, two rooms to be cleared, this one to store the furniture that is going to come out of this one. It all sounds very complicated to me.
Man is a great place for seeing wildlife. Midway between England and Ireland, it provides a handy stopover for many thousands of migrating birds every year.
Its coastline is some of the most dramatic in Britain. Off the western tip of the island lies the Calf of Man, which is uninhabited, except for two people who spend their summer there primarily to survey the birds that visit each year. There are barn owls nesting in one of their owl boxes, and they've given birth to no less than six chicks. It was great news, except that the summer has been a washout, and when it rains, barn owls can't hunt, and six babies get very hungry. The RSPB team were particularly worried about the sixth chick, who was very small. But it was determined, and against the odds, it continued to grow. Mum did her best to feed them as much as she could. So now it looks like there'll be six barn owls fledging over the summer. In tonight's programme, we'll be taking a very unique look back at the life of one man from our region through the eyes of his daughter and granddaughter. Captain Charles Edward Brooke from Annan recorded his extraordinary times on film, in army service, and as equerry to the Duke of Gloucester, attending the coronation of Haile Selassie in Ethiopia in 1930. An era which saw him crossing continents, from Africa in the 20s and 30s to his marriage and running a wealthy country estate in southwest Scotland. Up in Alston, the surgery's about to see Rosie again, the border terrier which broke her leg after being hit by a car. Vet Carl Collins had previously operated on that leg, but it's Rosie's other leg which is now giving her problems.